This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
All right. You know about the Reformation. You know about the PDW C-11. And, you know, I can't tell you about the rest of it, the Providence. But check them out at franklinarmory.com. In Dallas, not quite a year ago, in Dallas, I was at a steakhouse and I met a bunch of young fellows. And I knew who they worked for. Of course, they didn't know who I was because I'm not that big of a name. But I struck up a conversation with them. And since then, I've received and reviewed one of their articles, and I have another one that I'm getting ready to do. These guys specialize in real-world stuff. Their tools are tools of armed professionals and for people who try their tools. Well, then it's like being a believer. So for the first time with us tonight, I'm joined by Scott Lambin. He is with a company that makes some of the best stuff on the planet called High Threat Concealment. Good evening, sir.
Well, how you doing, Bill?
I am doing okay. So while you've been listening, have you been having like a Nine Inch Nails moment where it's been not what you expected?
I expected more.
Okay.
Lots of relevant topics. Now, with shamefully, I'm admitting this is the first time that that I tuned into your radio station, even though you've told me to do so many times. So, for that, I apologize.
You know, I mean, it's a busy life being in a, and you know, we're going to talk about high threat concealment, but Scott is not a two-page pamphlet. He's a book, so every time you turn a page, there's something else going on with him. So we'll get to those other things later. So tonight it's going to be high-threat concealment. What is high-threat concealment? Tell me what they specialize in.
Well, I mean, without going off of a script and reading it verbatim that anybody can read up on our website, high-threat concealment is it's a thermoformed plastic holster and gear company. We don't just specialize in holsters. Anything that you need to carry in, you know, your everyday life, or you know, as most of us have, most of us, you know, within the company, have carried overseas, ranging from holsters to you know, magazine carriers to expandable baton carriers to handcuff carriers and everything in between. So the company got started 2008, 2009 ish in the infancy stages, of course, where the founder of the company started playing with plastic in an oven that was procured on the local economy in Afghanistan, and that quickly morphed into purpose built gear.
Now the purpose, there's gear. There's gear that you can buy where you can, you know, and there's a lot of companies that sell all the pieces necessary, but you guys recognize, and I don't know if it's because you actually did the work and maybe you would have liked to have had the system or something, but there's a lot of people that want to carry a lot of stuff, and at the same time, they don't want people to know they're carrying a lot of stuff.
Well, and that's exactly why the gear was developed the way it was. Again, overseas, providing protective services for just all, just for the sake of argument, we'll just say diplomats. They were, but add that to the list of many others. But in any case, you know, our mission profile stayed the same, where our clients, they required us to give a much lower tactical signature, for lack of a better term. So what that means is, hey, you have to do this job, but you can't let anybody know you're doing this job.
Right.
And, you know, when you're in a city of millions of people, that you stick out like a sore thumb, there's not a set of man jams and in indigenous clothing you can put on, that will, you know, further mask your identity or your, what you're trying to do or what you're trying to accomplish, short of, you know, a makeup artist or a costume, you know, team. And we didn't have that, obviously. So how do we carry all of our stuff? And you just said it, Bill. How do we carry all of our stuff, but, you know, wear clothes that, you know, that we're not, obviously we're not hiding who we are. We're just hiding what we have the capability to do. So that client didn't provide us with the gear that we required, or the medium that we required to get the job done in an amount of time. So that's where the founder of the company kind of took it upon himself to say, you know, this can't be hard. It's plastic. So here's a concept. Here's an idea, and we're going to see if we can't make a run at this. And believe me when I tell you, Bill, that it wasn't for, it was a lot of hours, because I lived right across the hallway from the guy, and at all hours of the morning and night, you heard a bandsaw and a sander and, you know, everything else going. So kind of he had his eyes set on accomplishing a task that is, that he could, you know, he was on board with, obviously.
Right.
He was kind of writing those rules, so to speak, for himself. And, you know, high threat concealment is what it is today.
The thing about high threat concealment, when you're thinking about this, folks, what you need to think about is somebody who's in a jacket with a sport coat on, They're wearing a jacket. They look like an assistant. They look like maybe they work in the legal department or something. They're not IT, but at the same time, they're not the big dog, because you can tell that because the big dog's out front. But these guys, underneath these sports coats, with some of these systems that high threat concealment has put together, they have an array of things, because there's going to be two things you're going to need in any hostile action. You're going to need ammo, you're going to need weapons, and you're going to need trauma kits. And in addition to that, they also have other things, other pouches built into the system that you can carry other things if you need to. And they do it, and they put it together, and it just disappears into the coat.
That's right. So one thing that's, with the system, and the system that we're talking about is the low-profile system, the LPS, which you have recently received.
Well, I tell you what, we have a minute left, right?
Okay.
So let's get into the low-profile system when we get – actually, I want to get into the QRS system first, because I've actually pulled that out. I've had that out, and I want to talk about the genius of it. But
go ahead. Go ahead.
Tell everybody where they can find high threat concealment. Go take a look at the stuff that they've got.
You just go on highthreatconcealment.com, and then our social media is at high threat concealment.
Right.
We just redid our website. Bitmotive, they did a complete overhaul of our website. So if you've been there before, and it took 20 seconds for a page to load, and you left because of you were frustrated, I don't blame you. I've done it. But now I promise you that our site is lightning speed compared to what it was, and it's extremely simple. So go check it out.
That has been addressed. We're going to be talking to Scott Lampin. We're going to be talking about all of this stuff that comes from them, because I've got some examples here, and I can tell you this is first-rate stuff. This is the kind of stuff that the professional wants. When you go see it, you'll understand what I'm talking about. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. as I clear my throat in the middle. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Yes, check them out. franklinarmory.com. Go check them out today. I am talking to Scott Lambin from High Threat Concealment. And one thing I want to point out about this kind of gear, this is the kind of gear that was the research and development phase of it meant that there was some gunfighting going on in a land far, far away with some people tasked with protecting high-value targets. So this meant no matter where they went, somebody was focusing on them, and they would refer to them as their client, their package, whatever you want to call it, whatever the phrase would be. And so for these guys, their kit has to be very elegant, very effective, and it has to give them a degree of lethality that sort of takes away from they look normal, but they're very, very hyper normal. So, Scott, let's talk about the QRS system, because I've gotten the QRS system.
That seems to be the gear that you're most excited about, Bill.
Well, you know what I like about it is the little. Now, one thing about their belts, they have both inner belts with Velcro loop and hook, or they have a rubber strand that you can attach to the inner Velcro on the belt.
And
yes, and what that means is, like, I run around a lot wearing sweatpants because I'm constantly in rehabilitation. And when, like, if I could carry it at a SHOT Show, I'll be running around filming in sweatpants because I'm going to be carrying a whole bunch of junk, and it's going to be uncomfortable no matter what I wear. So I'm going to wear the most comfortable thing I can. The QRS system, if something goes dangerously sideways, no matter what I'm wearing, I can put on the QRS system and it's going to stay put.
That's right, and that was kind of the idea behind the QRS. More for the purpose is in the name, right? The quick response system,
right?
To whereas our flagship, the LPS, and we'll get to that in a second. but the QRS was designed to be stowed, where it takes up minimal space. It's not as rigid as, say, the LTS, which, it's a bunch of plastic bolted together, essentially.
Right, right.
The QRS fits that mold exactly. So you can access it easily. It fits in a backpack, trunk of your car. You name it. It can be stored there and then thrown on quickly.
The other thing is that the QRS system, as it is shipped, the one that I have has three rifle magazine carriers. It has two pistol magazine carriers. It has a utility pouch, and there's enough room on it to attach a trauma kit if you don't want to carry it in your utility pouch. And it has a purpose-built holster, which you guys actually make purpose-built holsters for the Poly 80 frame, which means I can use my ACE guns.
There you go.
Yeah. So, and I don't think do these actually break? Do they ever break?
Well, so, I mean, it's plastic. And plastic is plastic. It's not Kydex.
Right.
It's a high grade, Bolteron is the brand name of that thermoplastic. And what Bolteron is, it's a higher, it's a higher grade thermoplastic, meaning, and that's due to the acrylic content that is mixed into it, not from us, but from the manufacturer of that plastic. So it doesn't deform in extreme heat. It doesn't, it's not brittle in extreme cold. It holds up well, in my opinion, I think better than most others, and to abrasions, high impact, anything that that end users will throw at deer, Boltron has proven to stand up to that. You know, that said, though, I mean, with new concepts and new products, you know, have come, the tribulations of such of, you know, there has been instances to where, you know, earlier on in the processes, it has cracked. It has broken. But again, you know, as of lately, since I've been here in the, the last 7-8 months or so, you know, we've seen a few Gen 1, which are 3-4 years old model holsters or carriers, that are starting to see stress fractures on the wings of holsters. So to answer your question, can they break? They absolutely can. Our new process, our most current generation, if you will, holsters, I haven't seen a return on one of those yet.
Which is the kind I have. The other thing about the QRS, and we got a couple of minutes left here, the other thing about the QRS is that that's actually two belts in one, because you can take it apart. The outer belt that as it comes is basically a combat battle belt, if you will. But you can take it apart and make it more of a low profile belt. But the thing I like about this is that if you're out there and you're thinking about chest rig or plate carrier or whatever, putting that on in that moment when you determine I need to be putting on some combat stuff can be nowhere as fast as just popping that belt around my waist and clicking the Cobra buckle and I'm ready to go.
And you're getting after it. Absolutely.
So,
and that's, and referring to, you know, kind of back what we were talking about before the break was, you know, the days of how we were running in 2004 and 5 in Iraq, staunchly different than how we were running in 2009, 2008, 2009, 2010, and presently in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
The days of see how much stuff you can strap to your chest, those days are over versus putting on a velocity system, low profile plate carrier with a sport jacket and having all your gear around your waist.
Right.
So the QRS comes either, you know, with the, you know, with our Crux battle belt configuration, or you can mitigate, you don't have to order the padded belt at all and basically put those five components onto your regular Cobra belt and run it just like that, like you were talking about, with more of a lower profile, a lower signature rather than with the
back. And it'll still work with that rubber strap, too. Rubber strip, it'll still work with that. That's the beauty of it. Coming up on the next break, when we get into this, we're going to get into their steak and potatoes, what high-threat concealment does the best. My guest is Scott Lambin. We're talking about professional fighting equipment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
If at some point they just can't do it, this is a 15-minute meeting. If they can't do it, I will declare a national emergency.
The president there speaking at a roundtable discussion that was hosted at the White House. The president also discusses a bill that would back pay federal workers who missed paychecks on Friday due to the shutdown.
A bill was just passed, which I will sign in Congress, making sure that everybody's going to be paid immediately upon when this is over.
The suspect in the kidnapping of a Wisconsin teenager and murder of her parents is due to make his initial court appearance on Monday. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald comments on the pending charges against Jake Patterson.
The suspect will make his initial appearance in Barron County Circuit Court to be formally charged with two counts of first-degree intentional homicide and one count of kidnapping.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load.
Don't know what seems like a long, long time since I've known the moon.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Scott Lambin. He is with High Threat Concealment. Before we launch off, he wants to talk about the process. Let's talk about the process. Tell us about the process. If we have to, we have another segment, of course, that we can LP.
All right, kind of up to this point since HTC has kind of come full circle in, you know, being present with, you know, not only our customer base, but just, you know, with the industry in general.
Right.
We've brought on, back in 2014, our 3D printing technology. And with that, you know, what that affords us the ability to do is very rapidly prototype, different things, you know. So if you have, you know, it allows us to be more agile with the market and with the industry, with all, you know, especially with, you know, the compensators and everything else that people are putting on their pistols. to include, you know, magazines. I mean, you know, there is no shortage of innovation in our industry. Why not be a part of that? Not necessarily producing a new thing, but right. A means to carry that thing, right? So, that curtain's been pulled back, from before. I think more or less of the, you know, the idea that somebody's going to take it and run with it. Every product that leaves this place is hand fit with the actual artifact that was designed to go inside of it. The only blue guns that are in at high threat concealment are in our showroom for display purposes. We feel that that is important to know, just for the end users having that peace of mind that when their holster, when their mag carrier, when their handcuff pouch, when their radio holders leave this place, it goes through a quality assurance process that not many, apply to their products. Bill, I'm sure you can attest to the, you know, both holsters you have, or all three or four holsters that you have. You put your pistol in there, how much rock and wiggle does it have? And that's huge, with that peace of mind when you're going to work with that firearm or whatever downrange, or, even here in the United States, that pistol's not going to come flying out of the holster due to, an abundance of
movement.
Space and movement, yes.
Yeah. The holsters I have, and I carried the Nighthawk Custom all day long in a high threat concealment holster, and I can tell you right now that I haven't adjusted. These come adjustable. They can be adjusted. They can absolutely be adjusted. But the ones that I have not had to adjust. It does move, but it makes no noise. It's not rattling or anything. It moves just a scintilla. And then when I go to snatch it and draw it out, it's going to let it go. And at the same time, if somebody hung me by my feet, it's not going to fall out. So if they drop me on my big head, it's still not going to fall out.
I think there's actually a YouTube video floating around, and I don't know who made it.
Right.
Of somebody actually hanging upside down from a tree branch, and I'm not even kidding. I'm ill prepared on who that is, but I've seen it before. I wasn't surprised by any means, but it's out there in the.
Well, I mean, I have trained with people. This group came up from the middle of the state, and they all had the same holster, and we picked up their handguns all day and just stuck them in a box. Because they kept falling out with them just walking around.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there's nothing, and that's the thing, see, they had never gone out and trained with this setup that they had put together. They just, somebody said, this is a good setup, we're going to do it. And so they did it, and then it turned out to be trash. And high threat concealment's done all that R&D for you, so you didn't have to do it.
That's right. You know, and it's there are hundreds and thousands of awesome products out there. It's just, you know, and it goes to with, you know, what you were talking about earlier on the show of the quality of training, who you're getting the training from and how
right.
You're training, you know your gear. We can talk about the quality and we can talk about the products and we can talk about everything all day long, but, you know, having a training background, I am a huge proponent of use what works for you. I think that's what we've done an exceptional job with, Bill, is making that gear end user specific while kind of painting it with the same broad stroking brush of we're going to adhere to these quality assurance processes and we're not flexing on it. Is it easier and less expensive to go buy a bunch of blue guns? It absolutely is. But how can we confidently send our products to, you know, to government customers or to non-government customers and say, yep, you should stake your livelihood. You should stake you and somebody else's life, because we said so. In the meantime, we're fit checking with blue guns and not adhering to those processes. And again,
well, I mean, you know, the thing about blue guns is physics, because blue guns are a shape, but like if you're running, right, and you're running with a blue gun, that blue gun is not going to stress that holster as much as the real gun. Because a real gun weighs more.
It weighs more everything, everything about it. I mean, there's grab points that we CAD. We call them grab points. But basically, sure. they're friction points inside that holster where, you know, we've taken the time to analyze and measure and, you know, measure again these different grab points inside that holster to where we can say with, you know, with almost 100% certainty that, you know, that this thing, you're not going to get a tighter, more functional fit.
I think of it as the Goldilocks fit, you know, the gold, you know, it's just right.
Just right.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to use that in the in you know, on the website or anything. Probably shouldn't.
I'm gonna pass that on to our marketing and have them kick that around and see if we can
kick that around. But I mean, and that's the thing, when you're running around with this stuff, if you're gonna wear this kit and everything, then you want it to work. So you've got your ammunition in it, you got your weapon in it, and all of those things they got to do two things at the same time. They got to retain them, and they got to be able to release them when you need to release them.
They've got to be efficient and effective.
At the right time.
Yep.
At the perfect time. And that is done. That is done. If you've never gone and looked at this, now, I've carried chest rigs in my ISIS welcome wagon bag. I've carried plate carriers. I prefer something lighter. And this is about as stripped down skeletal as you can get and still be lethal. And that's why they do it the way they do it. And when we get back from this next break that's coming up, we're going to talk about the ultimate in stripped down concealability and lethality. And that is the LPS system. This is where they made their bones. This is where, you know, you see people there and you're like, that's a very fit looking young man. Look how good that suit looks on him. And when these guys are wearing this stuff, well, underneath that jacket, there's a whole lot of pain if you're the wrong person. So that's when we get back. I'm talking to Scott Lampen from High Threat Concealment. This is Lock and Load.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged, when lethal force is necessary. Reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These 5-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. I'm going to tell you something right now. In the world of military hardware, or people that come from military hardware that get into the gun space, there's all kinds of homage to like the Warsport LVOA, high-speed, low-drag, all this other stuff. Low-profile is it is meant to deceive the regular people. And that's the whole reason it exists, so regular people can sit back and not be that worried about it. And at the same time, it hides what meets the eye. And high threat concealment, uniquely with their low profile system, has actually achieved that degree of both deception at first glance and the still very high degree of lethality. So let's talk about LPS there, Mr. Lampin. What was the genesis behind this?
So, I mean, just like I was talking about a couple segments ago, just the requirements from our clients, from the people that we were protecting, to maintain a low signature, but still have the ability to do, to do what we were, trained and paid to do. And that is, obviously, be present, protect them from harm, embarrassment, and obviously death. Kind of goes in with harm, but while not looking like we have the ability to do so. So what we kind of went for was, we were essentially walking around looking like a bunch of, and you know, you referenced it earlier, you know, looking like a bunch of Foreign Service officers, unassuming people, absent the neck beards and the muscles.
Right.
You know, with some, you know, but again, having that, maintaining that ability to do, you know, to do what we were trained to do. And that's where the LPS was born, out of that necessity alone.
Now, the LPS is quite insidious for somebody that doesn't know what they're looking at. The front, the belt, the buckle, it looks like a dress belt. It looks just like a dress belt. If you tuck in your shirt, and if you're built well enough to where you can show your belt, see, I don't have to worry about showing my belt right now, but that's beside the point. For the people that, for those young guys that are doing this kind of thing, they just look smartly dressed.
Right. I mean, and so, and that's what it is. I mean, to the naked eye, you know, a lot of people wear their sport jackets unbuttoned or even buttoned.
Right.
We have a brown option. We have a black option. Most common dress or business casual, colored belts. But what's unique about it is, you know, 6 inches on either side of the belt, give or take,
right.
But everything basically from your hip bones all the way around to your back, it's rigid, webbing, with hook and loop to marry up to your inner belt, which loops through your belt loops in your pants. So again, to the naked eye, like you just said, you know, to the naked eye, you deceive, whereas everything from your hips back, have all the tools to do bad things to bad people.
Yes. Yes.
If need be.
Yes. Now, the QRS, if I take that apart and I'm using the Cobra belt, that's still something I can just carry around and I'm going to throw on top. I could do this with this belt, but this belt was purpose-built to hide in plain sight.
Right.
So how many iterations were there before we came up with this current evolution here?
Well, the LPS in itself, you know, it's, again, from, you know, the design of it is where it was from the inception, or from the idea of it.
Right.
The process, the materials, and you know everything that goes into it. Currently, we're on our fourth iteration. And you know, when I say iteration, I mean, you know, obviously going from thin Kydex to you know, thicker Bolteron,
right.
From just regular binding posts and rivets to stainless steel, you know, nitride or black oxide coated, binding posts and rivets, which was a request from, you know, one of our military, some of our military end users,
right.
Obviously to stand up to the elements. That's kind of subjective as far as, you know, putting your finger on what design iteration. We don't necessarily come out with, all right, this is, you know, Gen 5. Like, every time we make a change to it, it's incremental.
Right.
For example, we just came out with the V2, which is the Vantage holster, which comes on either the LPS or the QRS. Well, the V2, in its inception, it's a more skeletalized Vantage outside the waistband holster that allows for more mobility.
Right.
We're not going to put a design iteration number, you know, 5 on the LPS for that. We're just going to.
I think my 1911 one is a V2. If I'm not mistaken.
I think it is.
Yeah. So, I have seen somebody at the NRA meetup who was actually, he was filming. He's wearing a sport coat. He had on a high threat concealment system, and this guy was now he wasn't hiding like a Glock 43. He was hiding a SIG 226.
Right.
And you couldn't tell he had it on.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. It's just the, like, and it's not necessarily, I mean, there are belts, there are battle belts out there, Bill, and you know as well as I do that we can try to put them underneath something, but you're still bulky, right?
Right.
I think the focus keyword that people use these days is printing.
Right.
You're showing the gear that you're not wanting people to see, right? So, you know, and another thing that goes into our process is, you know, everything, you know, we take everything into consideration. You know, the pistol cavity, the magazine cavities, everything sits to where it's close into your body. Is it ideal for a three-gun match to where you're dropping and extending? No. Do we have the capability to do it? Yes. But again, like we keep talking about, it's purpose-built.
Purpose-built.
Yep, and the LPS is what we consider our flagship.
Yeah, well, it's the one that I've got is purpose-built for me. I'm putting together a kit with it. You'll hear more about that very shortly. I know what's going to go into it. This one's going to hide. It's going to hide on me. It has an inner belt that this belt will come over, and you don't have to cinch that belt up so tight around your waist that you're cutting off your air.
Right.
This can ride very comfortably. It's the modern equivalent of what the Sam Brown belt with the loops that they connected the Sam Brown gun belt to their pants belt. And this just takes it better. It's lighter weight, it's more lethal. I mean, it's just something else. It's just something to see. And
we were talking a second ago about the design iterations. Our the first generation, the first design of the LPS did not incorporate that over belt and inner belt. Concept and theory that we have now, the concept that we have now. So
right.
What that means is you still had everything around your waist, but you might as well carve out about 15 minutes out of your day to weave the LPS in accordance with your pants loops,
right?
Or just take your pants off and hang out in your team room, which for some got kind of embarrassing. So
before we run out of time, though, I do want to mention one thing. Because this is not the first time you're going to hear Scott, but the other thing that I've got that you're going to be hearing about, we'll talk about this more. They also sent me something called the Element.
Oh, the Element.
The Element is a appendix holster you can carry no matter who you are, no matter what kind of shape you're in. You can carry the Element holster from High Threat Concealment inside the waistband, pull it off, conceal carry the gun, and it's going to work.
And Bill, I want to add an oil.
20 seconds. Make it. Well, I tell you what. Can you hold through the break so I can give you the first segment so we can talk a little more about the Element and give it its due?
You bet.
Okay, so I'm just going to hold him over for the next segment just so we can talk about this. Because for a lot of people, you know, appendix carry is the fastest way to deliver a gun, and they've just delivered the best way for you to carry appendix. We'll be right back with my guest, Scott Lampin. We're talking to High Threat Concealment. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.